Hello, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. This is Tyler calling you from Local Slash.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. I had just emailed you back, and I gave you a follow-up call. Was Ahmed able to get back in?
No. He is still working, but I can add him to the call.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and address that concern that you did have a moment ago. I did email you back. Now, SiteJabber, although they have been a company for a little while, they're not a reputable company to do research on. I know this from experience. Now, we've been in business for 9 years. We've been in business for 17 years. I've been with the company for 9. Now, SiteJabber is a company that downplays other companies to make them look bad. If you did the research on Google, which is a company who we represent, we have a 4.1 star rating and 751 Google reviews, and we have an A-plus grade on the Better Business Bureau as well. Okay, so, I mean, that's the company that we do represent. We don't represent SiteJabber or any other companies like that. We represent Google, and we do have a very high rating with them, and all of our positive reviews definitely outweigh the bad ones on there. Okay, so hopefully that addresses your concern.
I see that. It's just that most of the positive reviews have, like, it's a person who has one review. So when I start looking at it, it's like Daniel is the first one, 5 stars, 1 review. Paul, 1 review. Susan, 2 reviews. That's positive.
Well, we work with one business per category per area, so that's why they leave us just 1 review. Since we work with one business per category per area, they're leaving us that review because we provided them results. Okay, so since we work with one business per category per area, they're not going to go on and leave us multiple reviews. You know, sometimes they do. But normally they just leave us about 1. But as you can see on our Google My Business page, we have a 4.1 star rating with 4 full stars and 751 reviews. So, I mean, that definitely tells you something that we are doing something right. But that's how we've been in business for 17 years, offering the services with no contracts. It does require a 2-month verbal agreement, but that strictly makes us performance-based. And we want to make sure everything's completely transparent with you because it can't see maximum results. It can take up to 30 to 45 business days. That's why we ask for the 2-month agreement. Okay? So, but like I said, the cancellation process, it is fully cancelable. As you read it, like I said, all we ask for is that phone call 3 business days before the next billing would be due. That way you're not billed for the next oncoming month.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So if we decide to go for it, what are the next steps?
What I would have to do here is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we are representing you properly, of course. And then I would go ahead and set you up for what we call a client interview. The client interview process, that's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they would be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we'd be programming you to work in, going over on how to getting photos over to us to start building the website and customizing the website as well, because it only takes 5 business days for that to be up and running. So that would be the next step, too, is just to verify the information in regards to the company, just to make sure that we have everything accurate.
Okay.
So now for the front page of Google, they do normally – they do normally only allow 1 primary line of contact. Now, the number that I reached you on today, Jana, the 808-385-3664, would that be the best number for your clients to reach you on?
No, definitely not. It would be my husband.
Okay. Okay. What's Ahmed's number?
His number is 786.
Okay.
771-7595.
7595. Okay, so let me repeat that back here for accuracy. I have 786 area code, 771-7595?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 335 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. Is that a business location? Is it a storefront or is it a home address?
It's a home address, but it's the old home address. We have a new home address, and we don't have, he doesn't have any other address, so it's used as a business address as well.
Okay, what's the new address for the business?
It's 7149 Bay Drive, apartment 18.
7149, I'm sorry, 7149 what?
Bay Drive.
Oh, Bay Drive. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city, is that still in Miami Beach?
Yes, it's Miami Beach.
Gotcha. All right, and is that still 33139 as the zip code?
It's 33141.
33141, gotcha. Okay, all right. And then also, the last name for the account, is it the one that you gave me as the email address?
No, it should be my husband.
Okay,
so
what's Ahmed's last name?
His last name is El Aita, that's E-L space A-I-T-A, T for Thomas.
Okay, all right, so E-L space A-I-T-A?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, as far as your hours of operation go for the company, how would you like them shown? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work for you?
He is very flexible, so he works all week. I would say almost 24 hours, but at night, if he sleeps, he doesn't pick up the phone. So,
understood.
yeah. So I don't know. Usually I would say 8 till 10 or 11 or something like that. That's usually when he's awake.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. Bay Drive. I'm just adding in the new. All righty. And then also, as far as the hours of operation go, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
He's not set up for credit cards yet. So usually it's a cash or check or transfer through. Some clients send him PayPal or Zelle or Venmo.
Okay.
But
yeah, those are all
cards.
Well, those are all options that we can promote for you. That way the consumers that are paying you know that they can pay that way if they choose to. Okay, so he accepts all of them, Zelle and Venmo, PayPal, and all those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then also, now when it comes to social media, did you have any social media bill for the company, like a business Facebook or an Instagram, anything like that?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, understood. Well, that might be something that we can help you with. Social media is a big way to get your name out there, so we can customize from the website to having the Facebook on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as getting a hold of you, what would be, if we needed to get a hold of you, in other words, what would be the best way that you would prefer us to reach you or reach him? Would he prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
I'm not sure if a text message or phone call. I would guess a phone call, but if you don't mind, I'll just add him to the call.
Okay,
I think he might be able to do that. But I check with him. I don't want to speak for him, and then, it will be different. So
understood. Okay,
give me a moment. I'll add him to the call.
Absolutely, yeah, I can hold.
Thank you.
Of course.
Tyler?
Yes.
Hi.
My husband is now on the call as well. I told him what the question is right now.
Okay. Wonderful. So, Ahmed, it's a pleasure to meet you, talk with you again. What would be the, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Yeah, email or a text message would be fine.
Okay. Alrighty. So that's what we'll go ahead and do is email or text message you. That way you know you're trying to get a hold of us, and then when it's best convenient for you to do so, you can call us back. Okay, when you're off the job or you have some downtime. Okay. And I was just going over with Jana some business information in regards to the company just so we can make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And I was able to address all of the concerns that you guys had earlier. So now with that being said, the last thing that we would need to do here in order for us to be able to actually start the programming and set you up for that client interview that I spoke with you about, that would be securing the payment at the $149 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, Ahmed, what's going to work best for the company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
What do you mean? To receive the money or?
Correct. So we can start the programming.
Yeah, I work, I receive sometimes, check sometimes, different, depends what the client actually prefers.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, you have to deal with many situations. There is people prefer to pay you by check, there is people prefer to pay you by Zelle, actually, that illegal, it's not an official payment, but everyone is different. I accept all the payments.
Okay. If you accept all payments as well, then we can make sure that those are, we can add that onto the account when we start building the website. That way your consumers that are driven to the website know that you accept those as payments. But as far as the payment that we accept, that we're running today, it's the $149 rate. Remember, I was able to get you into structured pricing on a month-per-month basis at $149.
Yes. But I have another question. What do you mean about customer? That goes directly to me or through your company?
Another great question. So that the calls that are going to come directly to you are going to be coming directly to you. It's not filtered through a third-party company like it does through Angie's Leads or Home Advisor, where you have to call them back. The consumers are calling you directly, and it and what we found out is when they call you directly and you don't have to follow up with them or chase down the lead, there's a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's not filtered through a third-party company. It's direct client contact from them to you.
Yeah, I understand that. But the question was, how am I going to collect the payment, direct through me to the client or
another good question. So we have a payment integration set up on the website itself. So at the very bottom of the email, it shows that they can pay you if they have a PayPal account, if they have a Venmo, a Zelle, or a debit or credit card. They can pay you directly through the website, or they can contact you directly and give you the payment that way. So there's two ways that they can give you that payment for the jobs that you do for them.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. It seems to me everyone wants to grow the right way. I guess I just do it and see how far I come with this. I mean, yeah.
Well, like I said, Ahmed, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. We've been in business for 17 years because we are results-driven. So it's going to be something that we make you and Janet absolutely happy with.
Okay. I just get a boy that we can use as the money good. All right. What do you want from me? Whether you want my credit card information or what?
Yeah, so I would take the credit card information, and then after that, I would set you up for the client interview. But does the credit card, Ahmed, that you're going to be using, does it read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
No, it has business name in my name in it.
Okay. And normally the cards, they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat those numbers starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, that's 4465-4203-7366-5207.
And the expiration month and year?
22, no, I cannot see the year, 22 probably, it's gone, probably 08.
24, I think.
24, yes.
08 of 24, okay. And what's the little code that's on the back?
732.
Okay, and is that car connected to the 7149 Bay Drive address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all righty. And then also, I'm going to repeat those. We use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do encrypt the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I have a Visa starting with a 4465-4203-7366-5207. And I have 8 of 24 and 732.
Yes. Can you repeat the first four numbers?
Yeah. 4465?
Yes. Yes. Correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be putting together the package that you qualified for today, but I'm also going to go over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Okay. And it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Yeah, my name of the business is Uni Installation.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
You mean letters? Or?
Yeah, so basically your name and title will be like Ahmed in your last name, and it will be owner, pretty much.
Yes, Ahmed Aita as owner, yes.
All right, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Agreement was we agree on, the 149. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
I authorize that, yes, of course.
Okay.
Like
and you understood. Okay. Thank you very much, Ahmed. And are you authorized to enter into this? I'm sorry. You are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Like it's your name on the Visa.
Yes.
Okay. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I think yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be September 1st, 2022. It will be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When the second month term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the first, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, in the third month will be as well 149, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's always going to remain 149. It will never go up or change on you.
Okay, I agree on the agreement, yes.
Okay, all righty. That does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now, Ahmed and Jenna, they are going to be running the 149 payment. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting another email sent over the email address that Jenna provided me earlier. So give me one moment here while I get that process for you, and then I'm going to set you up for the client interview process right after this, right after it goes through. So give me 2 more seconds here. All righty, and they just got back to me. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through at $149, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you guys. It's going to be very profitable for you. I can definitely tell you that. Now, the next order of business would be to set you up for your client interview. Now, the client interview process, like I told went over with Jana, is they go over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, and then going over steps with you to get build the website properly for you as well. Okay, so I'm looking at my calendar right now, or their calendar right now, and I can get you in tomorrow. The earliest time I have available for that, though, would be 11 a.m. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to get you programmed into their calendar right now. Give me two more seconds here, and then because I got to get that sent over to you as a calendar invite via email as well. Okay, so give me two more seconds here while I do that for you. And then are they going to be contacting you tomorrow on the 786-771-7595 number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure there. All right. So give me one more moment. And then it's all right. There it is. CAHRANOVA at Gmail. Perfect. Save and invite. Okay, I just sent you over the invite. And did you? I'm sorry. What was your question?
The question: how are you gonna receive this work? Then you gonna get this an SMS or what?
Say that one more time for me.
How are you gonna receive the work?
How are you gonna receive the work, or how?
Yes.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
No, how are you going to receive the work?
So the calls are going to be coming directly to you. So when the calls come directly to you, they're going to be services that you offer, because we're going to be programming you in for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. And we're going to be going over the keyword content with you that you want your consumers to look for to get you found. Okay, so that's how they're going to be contacting you directly for the work that you offer. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Okay,
I
received
two SMS.
Yes. Oh, so the one thing that I needed you to do here is, did you receive the email that says a local Splash initial invoice?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so go ahead and open that up for me. About the fifth line down from the top, after it's opened, you'll see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and click on that for me, Jenna. And then once that you open that, that's gonna take you to a different page. At the top, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then as you, let me know when you get to that page, please.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you scroll down, you're going to see the services that are included within the package. Now, scroll down a little bit further towards the bottom. Now, you see where it says in bigger letters, cancellation and refunds?
Yeah.
You see that little checkbox right underneath it in bold letters that says, I certify that I am the authorized cardholder and all the information is true and accurate? You would check that little box for me, and then at the very bottom, you would sign Ahmed's name in full, okay? Use the capital A and capital E for the first and last name. Sign it just as seen above, and then let me know when you confirm it, because when you confirm it, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash, username and password.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Now, the username and the password, the username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. It's going to be Ahmed's number, the 786-771-7595. And then also the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow during the client interview. And then when you and Ahmed disconnect with the phone call tomorrow, you're going to be able to customize the username and the password to whatever you want them to be if you choose to. Okay. But that is though.
His name is Ahmed, not Ahmed. So I'm not sure what you want me to do now.
Give me, so it's spelled, what's the correct spelling of it? Is it A-M-I-D or
Yes,
I apologize. Yes, let me change that in the settings. Give me one second here.
Okay.
All right, save that. I apologize for that. It's my mistake. But the last name I have it spelled correctly, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Alrighty. All right, let me go back here.
In your office, where is it actually? Is it in Miami or somewhere?
No, we're in California, right next to Google's headquarters. We're in a city called Costa Mesa. We're about 5 minutes away from Huntington Beach, California. So we're right next to Google's headquarters. Okay, so give me two more seconds here, and let me see if it allows. I'm going to see if I can resend you that invoice, and let me know if it has the correct spelling on there. So give me a sec here.
All right.
Oops. Back. Spelling. All right, there's the invoice right there. And then I resent the email right now. So let me know. Go ahead and refresh your page. I'll let you know if, and let me know if the spelling has changed on there.
I'm refreshing, but I'm not getting any new email.
It shows it's still processing here. If it's, we are very busy over here. It might just be taking a minute to get over to you. But if the spelling is not changed on there today, Jenna, what we can do here tomorrow during the client interview, because they're going to be giving you a call tomorrow at 11 a.m. So if it doesn't change tonight, by the time you get a call tomorrow, let them know that the correct spelling is not with the E, it's with the I, and they can make that change for you right there with you on the phone. Okay, since it doesn't allow me to do that today, but it might just be taking a few moments here because we are very busy over here.
Yeah, it still has the
old
spelling.
Okay. So go ahead and if you can sign if it still allows you to sign the agreement, if you can do that so it accepts it, go ahead and do that for me. And then tomorrow I'm going to put in a note here to have them change the spelling to the correct spelling with the AMID instead of the ED. That way they can change that with you right there on the phone with them tomorrow.
But you want me to sign, like, with the wrong first name?
If you can, that way it accepts it. But like I said, they'll make that change for you with you on the phone tomorrow. And then they'll send you over an example so we prove that to you.
I guess I have to sign that because it's on my name, I guess. Or
okay. If you're on the phone with us, it's still going to allow her to sign it for you.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit strange.
Okay. If you don't feel comfortable signing it tonight, then there's no harm, no foul. Tomorrow, you're going to be getting a call from my interview agents, okay, and they're going to be going over the, like I said, everything with you in regards to the programming. But they'll be able to make that change with you tomorrow, and then they'll send you over the invoice again with the correct spelling. And then you can sign it tomorrow with them on the phone if you don't want to do it tonight.
Yeah, I don't want it. It's a little bit strange that somebody else going to sign in the
Understood. Well, if you're going to be doing the client interview tomorrow, I mean, I don't mean to say if you don't want to. That came out wrong. If you don't feel comfortable because you're not the one doing it, then you can wait tomorrow. Hello?